Seabuck, owner of SavvyWriter.com, a website dedicated to freelance writing, and it's Monday, January 18th, 2010. Today I'm speaking with Mark Hepty, an independent film producer, screenwriter, actor, script consultant, and executive producer. His most recent work, Tomorrow Is Today, has won over a dozen awards in film festivals worldwide to date. The film has since been released on to DVD and is currently sold on Amazon.com, FilmBaby.com, and TomorrowIsToday.com. Mark is co-owner of Green Ray Entertainment, a full-service film studio. Welcome, Mark, and thank you for taking time to speak with our listeners about screenwriting and the film industry.
Hey, thanks, Rebecca. I love the introduction. It makes me sound a lot more impressive than I really am.
Well, I was impressed. My first question is, how did you become involved in writing, producing, and acting?
Well, it actually started from the acting side. I mean, I did a lot of, I guess just growing up, did a lot of theater, and then I ended up doing a lot of professional theater, and, you know, that was sort of my first love in the entertainment industry was acting, and the more further along in my career, my acting career, I went, also started realizing that I had a lot of other interests, like writing, and that the acting sort of started to kind of take a back seat to me, and I really started, learning about screenwriting and digging into, writing characters and stories and that kind of stuff, and so, the acting really triggered it all, and now I more and more consider myself more just a writer or producer than I do an actor, even though I still do the occasional acting gig now and then.
And did you find that acting helped you with your screenwriting?
Oh yeah, completely. Because, I mean, I actually starred in two totally improvisational films where, as an actor, I mean, it was very, I guess, exciting kind of film to do as an actor, where the movies are completely improv, but because you can also sort of own your writing skills at the same time, because you're creating dialogue on the spot and dialogue that is natural and whatnot. So when I write, I kind of take it from sort of an improv acting sort of standpoint, where sometimes, I wouldn't say necessarily act out when I'm writing, but I will, say it out loud, make sure it sounds natural, because that's one of the things that is sort of a pet peeve of mine, is when you're watching a movie or something, is just hear so many people say things that people don't really say in real life. It's stuff you hear in a movie. And so a lot of writers write what they hear in movies as opposed to writing real life. And I try to just really hack it, I guess, from more of a real life standpoint. And I'm constantly learning as I go along. How to sort of streamline my scripts and make them more, I don't know, I'm kind of segued into a whole other question now, but when I first started writing, every single thought I had and every single piece of information I had to throw it in the script, and then the script would end up being, 140 pages or something.
Wow.
So now I've, really, the more you learn, the more you realize really to trim the fat and say what you want to say, a lot easier and quicker. But to answer your original question, the acting completely helps, and I fully recommend any writer or director to take acting classes, and vice versa, actors, I believe, should also take writing classes and directing classes, because you need to have a sort of a symbiotic relationship, I guess, with your director and the actor and the writer. They all have to sort of be working in unison with each other, and to know where they're coming from is always a great thing to do. So as a writer, you should definitely take some acting classes. I highly recommend that.
Well, that's great advice, because I know here I'm in Arizona, and somebody started a meetup on meetup.com called Act Up. And it's for writers and actors And I'm checking that out, although I am no actor, I know that, so.
Well, that's good, though. I mean, that's the point, because, you know, if you were an actor, then you'd be an actor. So,
right.
But it will, you know, obviously, I think it will help your writing, because you'll get to know. I did a movie in Australia about, I think we filmed it about a year and a half ago or so, and I helped out with the script, but I was mainly hired as an actor, and I was there for about 3 months, and I came and I was supposed to sort of help fix the script up, and one of the things I noticed that the writer had never done any acting before, and she had all these things in the script where it would be like, she would cut it off sort of mid-sentence. It'd be, but I don't think ... you know, that the next actor was supposed to cut you off, you know, with, it was like an argument or something, you know, and rather than finishing the sentence as a writer, she would just cut it off, and like, she didn't really complete the thought, you know, in her mind, the dialogue was supposed to be kind of overlapping each other, which is fine, but as an actor, when you're looking at it, you want to know what the writer was wanting you to say.
Yeah.
So, to sound natural, you really should be able to finish your thought, and they should have two sort of overlapping pieces of dialogue so they can cut each other off, if that makes any sense.
It does make sense.
Yeah. I'm actually dry growing up, but if I cut out for a second, I'm kind of in a weird spot. I'm a Sunset Boulevard.
Oh, my. Make sure, you know, you finish the thought.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of times, of course, you know, sort of going against that is that people put in way too many thoughts in their script, and they put in, you know, they write, which, you know, obviously the difference between you're writing a novel and writing a screenplay is, you know, you write what you see as opposed to writing what you think. Unless you're doing maybe voiceover or something like that, then you can kind of put a little more exposition in there, but the exposition in a screenplay really has to be in the action as opposed to the word. So sometimes I guess people overwrite, which is, I think, very, very common for a beginning screenwriter is that you really overwrite, you know, the thoughts not too much. It's really unnecessary. And one of the things that for me completely helped me learn not to overwrite is seeing something I wrote be edited by a film editor. Like, it was a short film that I wrote, and I just noticed that once the editor got in there, an editor goes into a scene, and they jump into a scene mid-action, and they get out before it ends, if that makes any sense. So, you know, you skip the whole walking into the room, hi, how are you, how's it going, the whole sort of superfluous things that happen. An editor just wants to cut those out, jump into the action as good as they can, and then jump out as quickly as they can as well, because it keeps the pace going. And seeing an editor edit something that you've written is beyond valuable, because it really, you see what is necessary and what really isn't necessary. You can sometimes get your whole point across by very, very few words. And, you know, sometimes, for instance, if you watch like the first half an hour or so of movie WALL-E, you notice like there's hardly any dialogue at all, but you get this amazing story that starts to come across just with no dialogue, and you know, it's just very, very simplistic, and you can really tell a lot with very few words.
Right, because films are about showing. That's why it's a visual art versus telling, as you said, you know, writing a novel and being detailed like that. My next question is about Tomorrow Is Today. What inspired you to write that? I went on the website and I watched the trailer, and I know I'm intrigued. I would like to see it.
Yeah, well, my good friend, my best friend, Frederick Lumiere, who he actually directed the movie, we were talking, and he was actually living at the Jersey Shore at the time, which is where we ended up eventually shooting the movie, and he called me, and he said, you know, I'd really like to shoot a movie out here, and he's like, I mean, I've always, apparently his grandmother-in-law, she lived out there, she kind of grew up there, I guess, at the shore, and he always wondered what things would be like for her and her life, and so basically Frederick just said, okay, why don't you write a movie around the Jersey Shore, and he said, so we threw around a couple of ideas, and then I basically just started developing the story of this man who comes to the Jersey Shore to end his life, and then this young girl who's having her own issues saves him, and she literally saves him because our character is like, when you first see him, he gets drunk and he walks out to the Atlantic Ocean, tries to drown himself, and this young girl, who's played by Taylor Compton in the movie, who's a really, really good young actress, she, her character, I played the lead character in the movie, but my character's body gets back, basically washed back up on the shore, and she finds me and resuscitates me, and then it becomes about her trying to save me emotionally as well, and there are a lot of people in the town that kind of are against this sort of, they want my character out of town because it's sort of this transit drifter, and she's at the same time trying to save me emotionally as well. And there's a couple other side stories that at the end kind of end up coming together. But it's really about coping with loss. And how we all have, at some point in our life, we'll have to deal with loss, and, you know, some people more than others, and we've never, one of the things Frederick Lumiere always says is that we're taught how to, like, when you're getting married, you have your rehearsal for your wedding, and when you're having a baby, you have remodeling classes and all stuff to prepare for it, but nobody really ever teaches you how to cope with death. You know, you don't really have a class school, like, you know, listen to me. This is how you deal with it. And really, I think one of the ways that helps us is through the arts, through, you know, visual arts, and through like film and music and you know, all this is one of our ways of kind of connecting with people and sort of helping cope with loss. And I think Tomorrow Today sort of tackles that a little bit. Like, you know what, we all kind of have to go through this, and you're not alone. And, you know, I think it's important to know that, you know, we'll have to deal with this at some point, and that it'll get better. You know, things really do get better. And sometimes it takes, you know, somebody, case of Tomorrow Today, somebody like Scout's character to really show this, to show you that life is worth living.
Well, it looks like a great film, and I definitely am putting it on my list to see.
Well, thank you. You know what, we've done really well, and the thing that I'm most proud of with Tomorrow Today is, first of all, just the fact that we made it. I mean, because there's so many obstacles going against you as a writer, as a producer, as an actor, as whatever you're in Hollywood. I mean, there's so many obstacles to get over. And, you know, I read a little bit on your website about talking about rejection. And it's true. Like, we all have to, it's one of the major things we have to deal with in this industry is rejection. And
right.
I think having an acting kind of background for me got me prepared to be rejected as a writer as well, because as an actor, you're rejected way more often than than you're accepted, I guess. But you know, there's we had all these obstacles, like financial obstacles, and you just absolutely just keep going. You know, you can't just wait for somebody to read your screenplay, you know, out of the blue and say, you know what, this is gonna be the next movie coming. I can probably have you, $1 million to make this movie. You have to just start. You have to make things happen yourself. And I'm a true believer in just doing it. And the biggest thing I had to tell myself was just to finish. I'm great at starting projects, and I was always sort of finishing was a tough part for me. So I have to, you know, within the last few years, I've been really just trying to finish my scripts, you know, like complete them, and then from there, just trying to really push it and make it happen without and not waiting for other people to make it happen for me, because unless you're the one in a million who gets to somehow discover that it happens, then you're going to have to really work hard and do it yourself, which is, I think, what, you know, we all really need to do in order to make it happen.
And that's true, and it'll be a good learning experience, too. Just go out there
yeah,
and do
sure.
it.
Yeah, for sure. And I would say, too, to other writers, is that we have, nowadays, I mean, technologically speaking, we can make films for a lot less money. There are so many, I mean, communication, we're like in the age of communication with YouTube and Twitter and, you know, all these, and Facebook and all these things, where you can make a short film and have, you know, a million people see it, which is pretty crazy. And so, why not? You know, I mean, even if it's, you know, the quality's not there, maybe the actor is digging or going to be bad, or maybe, you know, the lighting is going to be bad, or your equipment's going to suck or something, but who cares? You know, like, the biggest thing is just action kind of begets more action. You know, like, you're never going to know until you just do it. You know, that's how you learn. Like, you know, the biggest way you're going to learn what works for you as a writer is just by writing. And there's a million books out there have a lot of really good things to say, but there's something you have to find for you and take a little bit. Yeah, a little bit of one philosophy, you know, maybe Robert McKee has the book Story, which is a pretty amazing book, and you take a little bit of that, you take a little bit of that, and there's the only cost of writing a character-centered screenplay by
true. In your opinion, what makes an exceptional character versus a mediocre character?
Gradually gets I mean, you get filled up, and there's obviously obstacles to try to take that, you know, I guess empty his cup, but he keeps, you know, slowly filling his cup up, and by the end, you know, you see this transformation where he's become this whole person, and he's become a better person because of it, and, you know, it's very following along the lines with, you know, if you look up, you know, Google, you know, the hero's journey, and it's a lot of just great characters, even on small, indie, character-driven films, follow this sort of the hero's journey, and you gotta just give your characters somewhere to go, and give them an arc, and also you should be able to relate with your characters, and like your characters, even if they're the bad guy, they should still have, you know, if you're an antagonist, should have some qualities about them that make them believable and actually likable, because in real life, people aren't bad just for the sake of bad. People aren't, I mean, you know, maybe every now and then there's a very rare evil, you know, person that's just evil in general, but in general, you know, people believe in what they're doing, whether it's right or wrong, and I think what makes an interesting character is that your character believes in what they're doing, and it's not just for the sake of moving the story forward. It's a real living kind of character that you're writing, who, you know, has their own motivations and believes in what they're doing. So, I guess, you know, to answer your question, there's a million ways to make a character interesting, but one of the ones that comes from, you know,
can you give others who want a career in acting, producing, and screenwriting?
Well, I mean, I don't know if it was just before, I just think that you go out there and do it, whether you're living in Arizona, or you're in North Dakota, or Los Angeles, or New York, you can just do it, you know, I mean, you can make a movie on your camera phone if you want, you can make a movie on a little video, or whatever you have access to, I think you should do it, because you're never really going to learn by just sitting on the sidelines and just reading a lot of books. I mean, you'll learn, but it's not a practical knowledge. And obviously, if you're really, you know, interested in that, then, of course, you know, film school and all that stuff, and which, you know, I do highly recommend, but I also, you know, I'm under the school of thought where doing is the best cure. And, you know, you cultivate your relationship, because, you know, it really is, especially if you're in Hollywood or you're in the business, it's all about relationships. Don't burn your bridges, you know, do the right thing, you know, act with integrity, and because it really will come back to you, to your, you know, doing things for the right reasons and wanting to do it because you love it. I mean, don't get into film because you want to see your name on the big screen, because, you know, it's definitely me. I think it's the wrong motivation. And a lot of actors, you know, early on, that's their motivation, is they want to be famous. Or you should love what you do with anything, whether you're cooking burgers or whether you're, if you don't love it, you're quality work is going to sink, basically. So just, if you love it, then just believe the truth and just work hard every day to play your game. Yeah.
Great. Well, Mark, I'd like to thank you for taking time out of your day to speak with our listeners about screenwriting. I know it helped me, and it'll help other aspiring screenwriters. And I just want to let everybody know that you can purchase, again, Mark's DVD at tomorrowistoday.com. And I will post a link to Mark's website on SavvyWriter.com. So, thank you, Mark.
Thanks. I thought I had a pleasure to meet you. I think you bring up some nice stuff in the last session that people should really take note of, because they're sure looking. And, you know, I apologize if you were rambling on, but...
Oh, that's okay.
You know, if anything in the future, you have any questions, or you know, feel free to contact me. I'm, even any writers out there, you want to get a hold of me through Rebecca or Alden, or if you have any specific questions, I'm more than willing to answer anything.
Well, great. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Okay. Have a good day.
Take care. Thanks, Rebecca.
Bye.
Yeah, bye.